Welcome to 5D Meditation. This is Saratima. As times are changing, we would like to look at the changes that are taking place in learning meditation and how we can at best learn meditation. Because third dimensional consciousness is based on linearity or linear time, we basically look at how we move from our egoic sense of I and that perspective into the free transcendental state, the center of the mind, and so forth, by doing the exercises and the approaches that take us away from the way of seeing and experiencing into the non-linear, timeless way of existing the self. And in 3D consciousness, we do this literally by learning to concentrate and to move away from thought and learn how to recognize that we're not thought and that there's space. And then with time, we're able to just be in that moment that is right now and here, or right now and here. And then we're developing the sense of interior space. We're opening up a road, you could say, or pathways on the inner levels. The same thing that we were used to on the outside, we would go from point A to point B. We then begin to discover on the inner planes, there's also somewhere we can go to. So in third dimensional consciousness, we would then move our identification from wherever it is right now into these higher vibratory locations, lokas within our own consciousness. And that is a third dimensional way of approaching meditation. And then after a while, we notice that we can reach into higher vibratory places and using doorways and etc. Now in fifth dimensional consciousness, when we are allowing ourselves to live more in this now moment and this becomes the natural state, we have discovered that we can at any given moment change how we feel and we can change how we look at something instantly in that sort of digital way. We can experience ourselves as being very happy right now and we can instantly choose to increase that vibration into maybe being very exalted or blissful. Now, these states, that blissfulness and exalted states of consciousness, they're really the states that we want to merge into or unveil within us in the traditional way of learning to meditate, because we're trying to get away from the programmed identity and immerse ourselves and become what we actually really are, which is a much larger and much more complex and multidimensional consciousness. So in 5D meditation, you might find that the linear way from the beginners to the intermediate and advanced steps of meditation begin to fall away. And instead, you notice that you can at will shift yourself into a new state of awareness that you can sense, or you can somehow, some part of you is already touching that or is being there. Or another way to see it is there is an opening there and you can sense or intuit yourself to be that. And all you do is you navigate yourself fully there. You allow yourself to be that. And there might be an experience of movement that's very subtle, but it is, like I just mentioned, not a big step or a very long linear process, but it's a very subtle, what we call a shift. Now, if you can then remain in that state of consciousness, that meditative state that we prior to 5D consciousness had to sort of slowly work ourselves into, if you can shift yourself into it and remain there and allow yourself to be that, you are then in a state of meditation. And you might find that you have your eyes open and it feels like you're actually not meditating because you were programmed in 3D that meditation has to do with having your eyes closed and you're sitting there. Now, I always said that meditation is our natural state. And in third dimensional consciousness, our natural state was very difficult to experience or live in or be. And now it's becoming more available. Or in fact, truth is, it is actually available, but many people don't know. But we do know, and we can at will be in that meditative state 24/7. We can also basically expand the practice throughout the day by noticing, am I in a high vibratory state? Am I somewhere caught in duality somewhere? And you shift yourself out of it. And you become very proficient in catching yourself and allowing yourself to be in a meditative state 24/7. Now, that might not mean that you completely exclude sitting and not using your six senses and allowing yourself to really give yourself a real break. It's really good to do that because you want to pull all energy out of the senses so they can get a rest and they get purified. Now, there is something that can take place that if you are holding certain high states of vibration, you are being that meditative natural state, and it's very radiatory, and the vibration is so that it moves from your spirit world, you could say, through the senses into the world of duality or where you are located as a sensory being, that the senses get washed or cleansed. So it's a form of healing, we could say. And in that way, your senses are easily reset. They might just get cleansed for a moment, but not reset, but maybe they do get reset and you have a small realization of, I am that freedom, I am that blissful state, or whatever natural meditative state you are finding yourself in that moment. So to recapitulate is that everything is changing because our perspective is changing. We're moving from such a linear time, from the time of fragmentation of many forms into very timeless time, we could say. It is a very fine, subtler reality that has to do more with subtle shifting. And we can use our power of free will, which is powered by free will, to make these shifts if we're catching it, are able to. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to use third dimensional practices, because they are very important also as learning processes to understand how you function. And they might be important for you, but they might not. So it is something that we all have to observe and recognize what is needed for me right now and what not, without letting that part of the ego hijack it that wants to just goof off and be lazy and, excuse itself. So you might find that if you are struggling with a practice, and you're trying to, to do it in a way that is just creating a more stress, you just drop it all and just notice, how can I just be myself right now? Which is really the whole point of meditation anyway. And you can see if you can allow yourself to fall and find and shift into that state that would have taken maybe 45 minutes for you to get into. And you might be able to get into it within split seconds. So either you are doing a 3D meditation, or it might be a 4D meditation where there's a bit of a flow and it's a bit of both, and 5D you're moving into shifting at will. So try that out, or notice if that's something you need, or maybe just this conversation is giving you some insights and some aha moments that will be helpful for you. Thank you.